In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Joyous feast day.
Joyous feast day.
Joyous feast day of the Annunciation, the day of the beginning of our salvation. Each event in the life of the church has a book in the church's, amongst the church's liturgical books. There's a book called the Synaxarion that has little descriptions of each day, of each of the important days on the church calendar. So I want to, there are little sermonettes, explanations of the feast, officially from the church. So I want to read today's for Annunciation to you. It's just a long paragraph. The Synaxarion of the Annunciation. God, who is merciful and loves mankind, is ever solicitous about the race of men. When as a loving father he saw the work of his hands enslaved to the devil and under his tyranny, subject to the passions and to idolatry, he resolved to send his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver mankind from the clutches of the devil. Since he wanted to escape the notice not only of Satan, but also of the heavenly powers themselves, he entrusted the mystery to one of the archangels, the glorious Gabriel, and in his economy he brought it about that the Holy Virgin was purified by the Holy Spirit, for she was worthy of such a favor. When the angel came to the city of Nazareth, he said to her, "Rejoice, O full of grace, the Lord is with thee." And she asked, "How shall this be?" And he replied, "The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee." And she said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." At the same time as she and the archangel spoke, she conceived preternaturally in her immaculate womb the Son and Word of God, his personal and hypostatic wisdom and power by the overshadowing of God and the coming of the Holy Spirit. Thereafter, the mysteries of God the Word were accomplished by his economy for our salvation and redemption. By her holy intercessions, O God, have mercy on us and save us, for thou art good and lovest mankind. This great holy day, this beginning of the essential fact of God become man, is made possible by a human response. The Virgin had to say yes. She had to agree. She said she had to say, "Let it be. Let it be unto me according to thy word." That God waited on her, that God counted on her for her agreement, for her affirmation of God's will for us to bring the Savior, to bring his eternal Son and Word to us as a little child, as one of our own, as one of us. And that's why we love her, and that's why we honor her. And I love to repeat the fact that as St. Philaret of Moscow, who was a mid-19th century bishop of the church, he said that all of creation held its breath in waiting for her answer. That in other words, not only was God depending on her, but the whole creation was counting on her. The whole human race was counting her to make the right response, the correct response to God's initiative. And indeed she did. And indeed she did. And we love her for that. And we love her for her faithfulness to God, her openness to trust something that was so powerful and mysterious that no human being could imagine what it would be and what it meant, especially at that moment. What did it really mean that she was going to have God in her womb? I mean, it's beyond everything. But so she shows us an example of trust in God in our life. Our life has its uncertainties and its mysteries. We don't know what's going to happen, and we don't know a lot of things. And what will be, but if we look to her for an example of trust, indeed, it will benefit us greatly. And so we rejoice and are glad in this great holy day. It's 9 months exactly, right? 9 months from Nativity, March 25th. that we celebrate and honor her. And the church even points out that it's exactly 9 months, because it's perfectly God's plan. And so it's not one day less or one day more. It is indeed exactly that. So through the prayers of the Most Holy Theotokos and Ever Virgin Mary, on this bright and holy day of the Annunciation, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.